You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
One of the key discussion points at this year's Mining Indaba is that of shared value and how to create a mining sector that's a win-win for all, and that's for workers, for investors, for management, as well as communities. But balancing the need of all stakeholders is probably a pretty complex process. It's probably a lot easier said than done. And to discuss this further, I am joined by Bulelwa Mabasa. She's a director at Worksman's Attorney. She was at the Mining Indaba. Bulelwa, thanks so much for really creating space in your diary to be with us. But how would you describe the current state of community involvement presently in South Africa's mining value chain?
Thanks for having me, Sisi. I think that there is a lot of policy uncertainty. There are many legislative gaps that make it even more difficult for communities to be consulted, to be engaged meaningfully, and not just by mining companies, but by other commercial developments that want to do business or to extract value from land that is owned by communities. So I think that the courts have gone a long way in trying to interpret and to upgrade the rights of communities, but I think the ball now is in the courts of the parliament and also the executive to give more meaning to land rights for communities so that they enable and empower communities to be able to become meaningful stakeholders in the whole environment of mining, so to speak.
Because my perceptions, I mean, I get the sense that many companies, including mining companies, are aware of the fact that if we are going to grow sustainably as an economy, it needs to be a growth that brings everyone on board, that leaves no one behind. And you get the sense that it's not that they don't want to extend greater community involvement. And I like the point that you've just made regarding the legislative gaps, because it speaks to the fact that perhaps they don't know how fully. Mm. So talk to us about those gaps, where government needs to step up in order to ensure that communities are brought into the mining value chain at a greater pace.
Yeah, I think the greatest point I can make in that regard is that mining and mining companies dwell in the world of formality. You know, there's certainty. There is the MPRDA, there's certainty in the law in terms of, you know, how to apply for mining rights and so forth. Whereas the communities that are sitting and living around those mining communities, they are in the world, in the peripheral world of informality, where sometimes you find that the land that communities live on is not surveyed. And if the land is not surveyed, that has direct consequences on what rights those communities can get. So, for example, the land that the communities will be living on might not be available on the deeds registry, or the community around mining companies don't have legislative, legally recognized rights like mortgage bonds or lease agreements. And so, and also, what happens is that you find that communities, in more cases than not, will not always agree on how they see mining activities, whether they are pro or con mining activities, but the law still expects them to make decisions as thousands and thousands of people, and which you can only imagine. I mean, if you had to make decisions with your siblings around the future of how to use a house, you're not always going to come into an agreement. But our legislative framework is such that for communities, it's still very communal-based, which lends itself to communities having to, you know, there's a lot of infighting, there's a lot of disagreements about how they think mining activities should be run. They don't have title deeds, they don't have any legal title. So that really disempowers, not only does it disempower communities, but what it also does is that it makes mining companies really not know how to deal with the discord that is already amongst the community members, number one, and number two, who the ultimate decision maker is. And that's why you find that in some cases, which is also expedient and maybe inconvenient, and also quite actually unlawful, you find that some companies will go and strike a deal with the traditional leader in the area, and the traditional leader wouldn't have consulted adequately with the community. So those are kind of the practical difficulties that we see, and some of the matters that I see I come across in practice when it comes to really those gaps that exist and that make it difficult for that shared growth, you know, that environmental, social governance that we speak about, and that was such an incredible theme that comes through from the mining companies, is that ESG and social compacting is not going to be possible if government does not do its bit to, and I think I should actually say even Parliament, if they don't do its bit to make sure that if a family in a communal rural setting, you're empowered enough to have a legal instrument, whether that is a title deed or whatever that is, that can at least give you that impetus and that ability to engage directly with a mining company or any other commercial development company that you wish to deal with.
Mm. And as you said, I suppose this is what your clients are telling you in some of the challenges that they are having in being good corporate citizens, as it were.
Yes, and I think it goes both ways, Vicky. It's the clients that are mining companies themselves, but also it's the clients that are communities themselves, who you'll find sometimes there's 4,000 people, and they struggle to form a structure or almost like an executive committee that will be the mouthpiece or the decision maker on behalf of the rest of them. And actually, there is legislation such as the Communal Property Association Act. It is supposed to empower the Department of Land Reform to oversee elections and the appointment of trustees, all those exco structures that are supposed to represent communities. But in cases that I'm handling, you often find that the department is nowhere. They don't give that support. They don't give that input. And so you end up, and my view is that you end up with two parties, whether that's mining companies on one hand or the communities on the other, that are stuck, they're stuck between legislative gaps and policy uncertainty in order to then get to this place that we all want to get to, which is shared growth.
Mm-hmm. Bulelwa, we'll leave it there for now, but I think it is a very interesting and important point that you have raised, just in terms of the fact that we need a proper framework to ensure that everyone is brought on board and not left behind. And it's certainly Parliament, as you do say, government, that needs to really take a closer look at this if it is to ensure that this mining sector of ours is one that is a win-win for all. But that was Bulelwa Mabasa, Director at Worksmen's Attorneys.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.